is the Going Digital in Cities podcast series, brought to you by Bentley Systems. This episode will focus on federated data, open environments, and digital twins, and why all of this is relevant for cities. I'm Teresa Elliott, Marketing Director for Government and Water Utilities. Joining me is Robert Mankowski, the VP of Digital Cities at Bentley Systems, and Ted Lambeau, CEO, Digital Construction Works. Why are cities going digital?
There's lots of digital activity already in a city. There's lots of systems. There's lots of data that's created. But it's often stored away in silos of information, accessible only by those that created the information in the first place, using only the tools that they use to create the information. One of the things that we're trying to help cities with is federating that information together, bringing that what's referred to as dark data to light by aligning it and connecting it with the engineering technology, the operational technology, and the information technology to create an infrastructure digital twin that makes the data accessible to those that need it at the time they need it.
Thank you, Bob. Now, Ted, let's talk about digital twins and specifically digital context with digital twins. And what is the relevance or value to a city?
The context is obviously only going to be relevant if you have a twin model of the geometry of the city. So item number one is how do I create that geometric representation in the digital twin so that I can hang the context onto it. The relevant context for a city are things like parcel ownership, utilities that cross over, perhaps rentals, perhaps park or road maintenance, and what have you. And I always define a digital twin for a city to be a reality model of the geometry plus all the semantics that describe the city, and those two form together. Reality model plus semantics equals digital twin for city.
Why does the data environment need to be open?
Digital twin, again, is a virtual replica of the environment, but what we always talk about is that it's a federation of different information systems in this connected data environment that the whole is greater than and different than the sum of the parts, right? So digital twin kind of emerges from the sum of all these different data silos that are out there, bringing them together and indexing them and making them accessible through this reality context, this reality mesh. Individual departments typically have reasonable access to their own data, but what they lack is the context or the other data that's in the same geographic location or related to their assets. And it's difficult to obtain from other departments often. It's time consuming. And then it's often difficult to understand. Even when you do get it, it's challenging to make sense of the data that you receive. And the 4D digital twin tries to solve those problems, or is a potential solution to those problems of federating the information together so now you can see it in a single view.
So Helsinki went to their departments and said, where's the biggest need for information that you require, or which problems do you have that you want us to help you resolve? And so they went through the dialogue with, on a departmental level, saying, if this is the problem that you have, then those three data sources will help you create a small system of the bigger system of the city. A city is a system of systems. And they would say, if road maintenance is your problem, is it the asphalt? Is it the flooding that is happening? What is exactly the problem? And they would seek the data sources along with it so that they would know what to combine with the reality model. And that's how they obtained the decisions and the priorities on a departmental level.
Let's talk about continuous updates and the 4D digital twin.
So the twin has to remain the twin. It has to be kept up to date. The definition of kept up to date, which applies both to the geometry of the model as well as to the semantics data that you combine it with, how often you do that depends on which problem you're trying to solve. So for some things, you can say flying the city every 2 years and creating a model out of that for the bigger context of the city and city planning, a model that's 2 years old can survive. That's not a problem. Once you get to a construction site, because you're developing a portion of the city, you might need monthly or even weekly updates. That would be very logical. And it's not just the geometry that needs to be updated. You need to connect it with live systems that feed information and where you federate the information that needs to come together, because you want the latest maintenance records, or you want the latest materials or that have been used, or you want the latest accident reports, etc., etc. So a digital twin isn't a digital twin unless it's up to date. It's how you update it and how frequent you update it, where there's a lot of science and planning involved, where you really got to do that fit for purpose, dependent on which issue you're attacking.
How do you keep a 4D digital twin? If a 4D digital twin is supposed to be this virtual replica of your asset, in this case, let's say city infrastructure, if it's supposed to be a virtual replica of that, then how do you maintain it? How do you keep it up to date? The context, this sort of physical reality and sort of digitizing that, one of the best ways to do that these days is through various scanning techniques, right? And it's not new, obviously, laser scanning and imagery are not new techniques, but I see this, the technology coming together, the ability to actually manage and work with very large data sets that are required for city scale representations, that is, you know, just becoming more and more possible with advances in technology, whether it's just, you know, better computing power on the desktop and servers, and also, of course, the cloud. And it's not only cities, but also the infrastructure owner and operators that operate within city environments, right? Which may be city departments, like typically water and wastewater, stormwater collection, or municipally owned. But there might be, electric and gas, district heating and other utilities, telecommunications, which is almost never municipally owned, right, that operate within these environments. And essentially, they all require up-to-date maps of the city environment in order to be most efficient with their work. We recognize that things change, right? That the old saying of, right, the only constant in life is change or whatever. It's so true with infrastructure, whether it's during a design project where, you know, you're going through 30%, 60%, 90% sort of submittals and the design is evolving over time, or whether it's a construction site and things are being built over time and you have a continually changing construction site, or in operations when, okay, most of, say, the water system doesn't change on a daily basis, but many things in the water system are changing every day, right? Pipes are being replaced, leaks are being fixed, hydrants are being replaced. Operational parameters are changing, right? So it's even not necessarily physical infrastructure changes, but the sort of a logical way in which the system is operated changes. And so that dimension of time is so important through each of the life cycle phases of city infrastructure.
What is the value of going digital for cities?
You cannot be smart unless you're digital. You have to be digital before you can go smart. The fact that you are digital does not necessarily mean that you're going to automatically be smart. But if everything is analog, it's very difficult to progress being smarter. So being smart about anything in infrastructure goes hand in hand with being digital. A city and a construction site touch each other, or a city and a transportation system touch each other. So the underlying theme is it's got to be digital first, and if you make it digital, you can monitor, optimize, save money, shorten construction, avoid risk. All those benefits are the benefits of the going digital.
Many cities around the world have a vision of becoming a leading smart city. That vision includes, among many things, a vision for having smarter infrastructure more connected infrastructure and dealing with lots of the issues around aging infrastructure, pollution, and the sort of acute shocks that can occur within a city, say floods or earthquakes or something like that. And we all know that infrastructure, improved infrastructure leads to an improved quality of life. And digital twins of infrastructure, essentially replicating digitally that system or those systems, but also having the engineering technology that help you understand and model the performance and predict future performance of those systems, can really help a city with that very important piece of their smart city initiatives. Going digital, helping a city to go digital, can enable them to better communicate with all of these different stakeholders, to be open and transparent about the operations, to bring them into the conversation.
Cities are going digital, and at Bentley, we help cities create even greater value of the engineering information, bringing that into the operational environment of the city. And by combining the engineering with the operational and IT environment, cities can create digital twins that are fit for purpose for many different use cases. The combination of all these data sources is the basis for digital analysis and predictive information, resulting in smarter operations of the city and the ability to offer new and enhanced services to citizens.